Hi, Jim. What's on your mind, sir?
I have my left heel is come numb and kind of calloused and hard.
Uh-huh.
Which I would have associated with some sort of neuropathy, but my blood sugar and all of that is perfect. There's no indication that that could be the root cause. And I've been putting on, like, Tiger Balm and things that, you know, emollients to try to soften it, and that seems to be helping, and different sort of essential oils to try to stimulate the nerves. But it's just localized to that one heel, not the whole foot, and it doesn't go up to my ankle area at all, just at the bottom, kind of different.
Okay, and is it just the one foot, or is it both feet, more one than the other, or where are we with that?
Just one foot, just the left heel.
Just the left heel.
So it seems like, yeah, and I can't identify any injury that would have caused nerve damage or anything of that sort.
Okay. Well, you don't really have to, sir, because maybe 30 years ago I got a book called Nutritional Factors in General Medicine. It was by a professor from New York someplace, and what the man wrote I was quite surprised at. Hadn't learned it in medical school, but decided to apply it in practice, and damn, it works nearly every time. Now, what this professor had to say is that if you observe a callus on one heel or both, and particularly if the callus is getting harder, you just ask that person to take a bunch of vitamin A, and within 4 to 6 months, it will not work right away, within 4 to 6 months, that callus will be gone. I thought, what? They didn't teach me that one in medical school. What's vitamin A got to do with heel callus? But having nothing else to do, this was 30 years ago, I hadn't read any other research, I asked people when they'd come in for a general checkup, and even if they weren't complaining of numbness or callus, if we did that checkup, and look at that, they got callus on one or both heels. Here, if you're an adult and not planning to get pregnant, that's very important, not planning to get pregnant, and you wouldn't be doing that, sir. You just go ahead with 50,000 IU of vitamin A every day until the callus goes away, and once it's gone, you can back off if you want to. And there's only one adverse side effect to watch out for if a person takes more vitamin A than their body wants to handle. Well, the part of the body that's going to give the signal is called the brain, because extra vitamin A for any individual, too much for that individual to handle, causes an increase in the cerebrospinal fluid pressure. That just means the watery stuff in surrounds all the cells in our brains and stuff. And that gives us a headache. So if we haven't had headaches before much, and we start taking 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, and again, women should not do this if they have any chance of pregnancy, but if we do that and we start getting a headache, oops, we got to back off the vitamin A. But if we don't start getting a headache, then we could just keep it up till the callus is gone. That callus is actually nature's signal to humans telling them, you need more vitamin A, lady. You need more vitamin A, fella. And here's another thing, sir. If that callus is splitting or cracking, and occasionally some people's even bleed, that takes us even further and says that that person, in addition to vitamin A, needs some zinc and some essential fatty acids. Those are not needed with a regular callus that is not splitting and bleeding. Just vitamin A will do the job. But if there is splitting and bleeding, then we need the zinc and the essential fatty acids, and that part clears up the cracking and bleeding, and the vitamin A takes the callus away. But I know I've been rambling. I'll shut up shortly. But when we need vitamin A in one place in our bodies, we need it all over our bodies. And that's just the signal that it's needed all over the body, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've been taking probably between 50 and 100. I've heard you talk about vitamin A before, not specifically for this, but I haven't been doing it for 6 months, I don't think.
Oops.
But can I do, would 50,000 is what you're saying, but
yes,
100,000. I've heard you say you could do even like 250 or whatever. So
unless you get a headache, you know, sir, yes.
Unless that's getting headaches, yeah.
That's what the research tells us.
Yeah. Is there any advantage to more, doing more?
Not really, sir. Not any big advantage. In other words, will it go faster? No. However, one other thing, with you taking that much vitamin A and you're not seeing much result yet, and people usually don't for the first couple of months, but even so, mm-hmm. You might double check and make sure you're absorbing your fat-soluble vitamins. One of the best ways of doing that is, of course, getting a vitamin A level done, but I don't much believe in the, quote, range of normal, unquote, for those. So you can check on fat-soluble vitamin absorption by getting the vitamin D test done. And there I know what the optimal range is. It's 60 to 100. So if you're taking what you'd consider to be an adequate amount of vitamin D and you're not in that 60 to 100 range, excuse me, you're probably not absorbing fats as well as you might. And another thing that'll tell us that is on regular blood tests where they do what are called triglyceride testing, they'll tell you that normal is 0 to 150. And that, as one of my grandmamas would say, is bologna. That I'd never seen a zero. That's what they tell us, though, that up to 150. And what we want to see to make sure we're absorbing our fats properly is a minimum of a 60, maybe a 65 on that test. And even that isn't close to the top end of normal, 150. But when we start seeing people whose triglycerides are 30, 40, 50, like that, why, we all learned at the clinic from one of our doctors, Dr. Davis Lampson, that means that person isn't absorbing fats. And so we all tried that out one way or another, and sure enough, that's what it means. So you can also look at your triglycerides to see if you're absorbing fats well.
And what was the range for the D?
The tropical optimal, is 60 to 100, and we, even if we don't live in the tropics, we want to be in that tropical optimal, 60 to 100.
Yeah. All right, I'll check that. I do take 5,000 a day of the D. So I'll
Well, 5,000.
Sure,
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you want to be up in...
Absorbing it. I'll look at that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.